Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show is all about helping you through your love, sex, and dating struggles. How to ask out your dream girl without coming on too strong. Tips for increasing your foreplay stamina and the best way to overcome insecurities in your relationship. Thanks for listening. We've been talking about it for weeks now. August is anal pleasure month. Even if it's not something you're into, the goal is to help open your mind to exploring new things. Which brings me to my male listeners. The whole anal thing can be exploration for you as well. A great way to start this journey is with the Black Pearl from Vibratex. The Black Pearl is a slender, vibrating prostate massager that is sized and shaped to be the perfect introduction to backdoor play for you. Prostate stimulation can be incredibly satisfying. It may even create stronger and more tense orgasms and help you stay harder longer. That's part of what makes the Black Pearl perfect for couples. You get the benefit of amazing orgasms, and your partner benefits from a harder erection, not to mention the excitement of adding a new toy to your routine. The Black Pearl features a slender shape, is USB rechargeable, and is made of 100% body-safe silicone. To see the Black Pearl or the video I made about it, go to vibratex.com and search for Black Pearl. You won't regret it.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all the cool stuff happening there. God, there's so much, right, Menace? On our website?
A ton of
it's
stuff.
It's like a for reals website now.
I know. You revamped the entire website.
But every
you
have day a whole revamping little it. I have a store
going on. You have like three different places people can listen to the podcast.
And I know.
Constantly updating it.
I know. Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify. And also, thank you for telling your friends about the show. Everyone does that. Everyone's like, oh my God, I hear your show. I love it. My friend told me. And it's a great show to listen to with your partner. I'm hearing from a lot of people who's like, we listen to it together at night or we take a road trip and it helps the relationship. So I love that. And you can, in addition, follow us on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily and Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. We just hit 1 million followers a few weeks ago.
I know.
That feels
insane.
Really good. 1 million people want to learn about sex. And they were okay liking a page that says sex on it, even though they're like friends and mothers and kids are on Facebook. So I like that.
Yeah.
It feels good to me.
Are you nervous today? Because we have Woody from The Woody Show sitting
I know.
Right
Woody,
now.
What up? We got Woody here. Like, let's talk about Woody.
You're like stumbling a little bit.
I'm not.
Are you a little nervous today because we have Woody from The Woody Show?
Yeah, I'm shaking.
Studio.
I'm so nervous because I feel like we're both, I feel like, you know, he's like your other partner, like your other other love,
we're
you
partners.
Know? Yeah, side it's
action.
True. A little side action. Exactly.
I'm his partner. Is that how that works?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, like Menace and I have been doing this for like 10 years. You guys have been doing your show. So you guys, just to set up, Woody, you guys have been doing a show. You do The Woody Show. We talk about you in every podcast.
Right. Thank you,
because we
way.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
And Menace, you know, he's got to do that. So we talk about it and he loves it and loves you. But you do a morning show every day here in LA. And this is Woody. This is the Woody of Woody Show.
It started.
And he just came by to say hi. Yeah.
Actually, back in San Francisco, I'm tagging along with Menace today because we have a couple other things that we got to do today. But it started back in San Francisco. We had the show. And like out of the shadows of like 2:30 in the morning, here come this crazy, you know, kid with like a flat brimmed hat with a sticker still on it,
right.
Like rolling gangsta to me in the hallway, and he'd come in and he's like, hey man, I really love the show. I have all these ideas for topics or whatever, so you know, whatever, I do video. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And I started using him for a couple things on the side, and you know, didn't have any kind of budget for it or whatever, but he started doing some things that got the attention of the higher ups, was able to hire him, and then he became an official like member of the show. And you know, when we had the chance to bring the show to Los Angeles, I'm like, all right, well, it's going to be Menace, it's going to be this person, it's going to be this person, and so now we're working together.
Well, I love that.
From the shadows of the hallways.
Well, that's how I met him, in the shadows of, because that was what year, like 2003? four?
Something like that. Yeah.
So in 2005, I started my podcast, and then I got a live show on Free FM. They're like, you want to come do a show? I'm like, okay. I'd never been in a radio station. Didn't know anything about
radio. That
was
everybody on those stations. Yeah.
That was exactly.
You've never done radio before? Perfect.
We'll put you
right.
on.
Come I was
on
like, in. I'm doing this podcast like in my living room, like right. for fun. And then they, you know, I got there the first night, like, here's the cough button. And they're like, have a good time. I'm like, what the hell? You know, the phones are ringing. And then Menace comes in. He's working the board. And I don't think we talked that much during that. I mean, we were
not
you
that.
Didn't talk
I was just responsible to run the boards and the dump
button. Because we dump a lot.
I understood all the rules because, again, that's like, you know, the whole chant.
You got a
thing.
Way better gig, though, as what? Opposed to like working at a radio station for the man, so to speak, and all the hours that go into that. I mean, you get to do a 45-minute podcast or whatever, whenever you want. Yeah,
whenever I want. I got
you work for yourself. You don't
do.
Answer for yourself. Like,
nobody.
Is this uncensored too?
Yeah, totally uncensored.
Oh, cool. So you can say whatever you want.
Say
you
whatever
can.
I want. We
yeah,
can talk
awesome.
About Menace tripping this weekend when you were with him.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I want to hear about that.
So we have a listener that brought us some edibles.
You guys are good fans.
Yeah.
We do have great fans. And she brought some edibles in, and she brought Menace what looked like Captain Crunch, like a bag of cereal.
Yeah.
Looked like Captain Crunch. Smelled like Captain Crunch, except it was, you know, weed Captain Crunch. They called it Chronic Crunch.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so,
chronic, dude.
So good. I hit him up on Saturday. I said, hey, man, you feeling some sushi? Like, bring your girlfriend, you know, we'll meet at sushi. He's like, well, I just had the Chronic Crunch that this listener brought by.
Like,
he goes, but
literally minutes before he called me.
Random Chrono Crunch from a listener?
Yeah, but she's cool.
We know her.
We know her.
Okay, got it. She's
well
like
enough.
A random listener.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, we know her well enough. So he had this. You're even going to be hungry? He goes, oh, I will be. Like the munchies will kick in or whatever. So we get to the sushi spot and we're sitting there and dude is baked. You could see his face. He's tripping about everything.
So good.
Yeah, he goes, dude, I'm tripping balls right now. He goes, I can't even feel my feet. So if he ever seems like really mellow in here, it's probably because he had like a candy.
Yeah, but I won't smoke weed or ingest weed in the middle of the week because I'm working.
Right.
Yeah, but here's
the
a
weekend,
guy.
He goes all out.
But here's a guy who's slow as it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, should he really be killing more brain cells?
Right.
Oh, really?
Do you think he should be killing more brain cells?
No, you mean well,
really?
Man. You do.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
I just need to chill out on the weekends. That's all.
I hear you, man. You work hard. He is a hard worker. Like, he never
I'll give
stops.
It to him,
I know. I love it. So you guys are cute. So you're ready. You came along into the Sex with Emily Den, so you know we're going to be talking about sex. You're cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
Woody's all
such a prude.
And I'm going to be on your show this week, which I'm we're like tradesies.
I know.
I'm so excited. I didn't think you, because I was like, Menace, I want to come hang out. He's like, oh, we don't have guests.
Well, no,
we
don't have people that we don't know, because we like people to be able to come in and hang out and be comfortable and kind of be a part of what we have going on, as opposed to coming in and being just one big infomercial.
Oh,
this
I'm not
stranger.
Promote anything.
Oh, no, you can promote whatever you want. We know you, but like people that come in and it's just an infomercial, like a lot of these interviews that you hear, they have no rapport with the host.
Right.
The hosts have no idea who they are or what they're promoting. They're just trying to fill a hole in their schedule.
Right.
We stay away from that stuff.
I agree. Like, you don't have to have them on.
We know. Sex we like.
Who doesn't like sex, right?
Right. Actor that we know in a project that we really like. We'll have that person in.
If you like him.
There's a difference.
Right. Totally
band
difference.
We know, song that's on the radio right now that we like, we'll have them in.
And I hear you.
That's
and I
it.
Hear that Menace has been helpful on the Woody Show. Giving some sex because he's learned 10 years.
Yes,
like, we know he's slow, but he's picked up some things.
Well, no, I was telling him about the womanizer, and everybody was fascinated.
Well, I'm bringing
by
you guys
the,
some toys.
The womanizer sex toy.
Yeah, the womanizer is pretty amazing. It's the clit whisperer. Like, if your clitoris could talk and it was like, this is what I would want, this toy, like, does that.
If
I
had a clitoris, this would be a whole different conversation.
That's true, but I'm glad you have a penis because you can help us today, too. Well, you know, with the male brain.
Sure.
We got Menace's brain. Also, which is, you know, present.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to bash Menace too easy. But recently also, we've been having some great shows. We did a show called Hot Bondage, Hygiene Hacks, and Open Relationships. How long should you wait for settling a date with your online match? College relationships? Is it worth doing long distance? And some important hygiene tips. Because we know hygiene, people are always complaining, like it's the number one killer of like sex. Like he smells, she didn't have a great odor, whatever. So that show is great. We have a lot of great podcasts. Check them out. And also what's going on. So that was that. And now, okay, so I've been dating again. I've been back on the Tinder. So this is what happened, Woody. I got to catch you up. That just haven't really been in the mood. Taking a break from dating. Menace grabbed my phone during the show and started swiping on my Tinder. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, do it. Like, I probably should.
I went through like 100 dudes and maybe found one that didn't look like a douchebag.
But then it got me going again. Yeah. And then I went on some dates.
Yeah.
So this guy I went out with, it was really interesting because I always say that, you know, it's a little tricky sometimes because you can figure out who people are. Like mine says, you can't get rid of, because it attaches to your Facebook. You're married, right, Woody?
So of course.
You're not.
I didn't have
Tinder.
Any of these tools that people have available now. Like, you know, I'm not the best looking guy. I have clearly a killer personality, which is how I get a radio show. And I'm obviously hilarious. Other than that, like, I have not much going for me when it comes to, you know, like someone's walking down the street, they go, oh, that guy, that just doesn't happen to me. But with the tools that are available now to single people, unbelievable. That's so, like, Tinder. We have people that work that are using Tinder. You're gay, you got Grindr. Right, like,
no,
there's all these different, you know.
But I think it's good that you found someone before, because now people just aren't settling down. They're not having relationships. There's so many options, I think. I mean, not that that wasn't always a thing, people delaying commitment. That's been happening for a while. But I think it's just, why would you commit? There's so many options.
So when you say, like, you didn't want to date, are you talking about being in a relationship? Or are you talking about just
banging
somebody?
No, I broke up with someone a while ago, like six months ago. And I just wasn't really, like, feeling like dating, and I'm not.
But that's what I mean. Like dating, what? Like, I'm talking about, like, are we talking hookups or like an actual like relationship where you
just
go to dinner?
It's weird.
And you watch movies together.
I just want someone to watch movies and cuddle right now, and have sex if that works out. But I just no. I wasn't even. I was busy. I was working, and I wasn't feeling like I wanted. Which is weird. Here's the thing. I was always dating my whole life. I'm always like, you know, like I break up with someone, I meet someone the next day, I'm dating, and so this to me was just like a fun, like taking a break. So Menace opened up my Tinder from like a year and a half ago and started swiping, and I was like, oh, and then I got matches, and then I started doing it, the Tinder, went on one date. And my whole thing is, so I was telling you this a few weeks ago, that the problem is with Tinder, when you match, they can find out who you are pretty easily. They're like, okay, like you know, it says podcast, or like if you have a mutual friend on Facebook. So they're always like, what's your podcast? And then like this guy I chatted with a few weeks ago, first thing he says, like, what's your podcast? I'm like, do we really have to get into work right now? And he's like, just tell me. And then I'm like, Sex with Emily. And then he starts listening. And he's like, oh, you're talking about vagina right now. You're talking about squirting, like in the first chats. And I'm like, this is just, I don't want that to lead with sex. I can't, like, you know what I'm saying? Because now I've been doing this for 10 years. You just, it is who I used to be, like, oh no, I'm not intimidating. Sex is just like my job, but it's not who I am. Yeah.
Sex is my
but
job. I don't know if I put it that
talking
way.
About
yeah.
Sex
yeah, talking
is my
about
job.
Sex is your job. Yeah.
But now it's like, you see that. And it's like, do guys just want to sleep with me because it's Sex with Emily? Do they want to? So how do you know if it's genuine? How do you? So I went out with a guy on a date.
I will tell you, for somebody who doesn't spend a ton of time with you, like if you told me that your job is what your job is, I would assume that you are doing this because you're not working for a company. This is your company.
Right.
You talk about what you want because you want to, because something you're really into. I would assume that you're a nympho.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? And that
exactly.
You're just like,
you're
obsessed with it.
That would be my first.
And you want the D constantly.
That would be my first
guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm obsessed with helping people, and I'm obsessed with, like, I love what I do. Like, this is an amazing job that I created because I was interested, and I know that I wasn't having the best sex when I started, and I wanted to, and I want other people to. But no, I'm not an nympho. But that would be the assumption.
But everybody loves sex, which brings me back to you saying that you're not really into or feeling a relationship.
Just like this,
just because you don't want to have a relationship, like hang out, and like who's not in the mood or who doesn't want to have sex? Like, that's one of those things where I think no matter how things are going in your life,
if I met someone and I want to bang them, I would bang them. But I just haven't, I guess is what I'm saying. And also, I wasn't actively out there. I wasn't.
But women do that more than guys.
What? Just
like
bang?
Guys, like we don't have to like you. Like if you're ready and you want to have sex, and we'll have
willing.
Sex with you.
It's so easy.
It's not easy for guys. See,
no
it's
way.
Easy for women to have sex whenever they want to have sex. Their standards might have to get lowered. However, if you want to wake up on a Tuesday and you're not in a relationship and there's really nobody even on the horizon and you want to get laid that night,
just
I think
true.
Now I'm speaking from not being a woman, so maybe it's more difficult than that. This is the outside looking in here.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty easy if I wanted to go hook up and have sex, but I just am not in that. I'm not, yes, I'm sure I could find someone. And these days with Tinder, like my friend called it a blowjob dispensary. He's like, I get blowjobs on every day. Like they just, I think that it's easier for men to get sex now as well. But I know what you're saying. Being a woman, I could. But I'm just telling you that I had a lot going on, moved to the new office, things were changing. I just wasn't dating. So Menace kind of spurred that on. Went on a date with a guy last week, and we sat there, and he's like, I'm not really, he said to me, we started talking, and he's like, so what do you do? And he, like, I assumed he Googled, he really didn't. He's like, I'm not really on Facebook, so I just opened an account. And it was interesting, because I was like, I kept complaining that I hated that they knew, but in that moment, I was like, you didn't Google me. He's like, no, like, what do you do? Like, really, and in that moment, we're at dinner, this nice place, I'm thinking, okay, this is almost, I don't know if this is better or worse to spring it, you know? But it's not, a big, not like it's what I do. I'm like, oh, I host a podcast called Sex with Emily. He's like, you do? He's like, who else does? And then he started going all business, because he's like a business guy. He's like, well, who else does that? Do you have competition? Like, and he started just going on the business side of it, which was an interesting angle. I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah.
But it was
did you have sex with him?
Yeah.
No, nothing. Yeah. Didn't kiss him.
Oh. Didn't even kiss him?
No.
That seems to be a
that's
big
boring.
Thing.
You want to know who I made out with last? No, but like it's been a while. Like,
that
I'm sorry,
to be
that's
like the new thing, though. Like,
but
women seem to all
is...
of a sudden, correct me if I'm wrong, women seem to be way more now into like making out's the big thing now. Like, that's
before.
Like,
we were just listening to some girl talk about
right.
She
like, she doesn't even
want to
have sex.
Yeah.
She just wants to make out. Not if she's even going like second base or beyond kissing. Mm-hmm. Just wants to make out with people.
Like, and she used to just want to bang them, and now
no. That just seems to be like kind of like the in thing. It seems like. You know,
that's always been an in thing. You always make out. But this guy just didn't try to. And I'm not like a, I don't
aggressive.
Know. I wasn't going to like stick my tongue down his throat. And I wasn't sure how I felt. But he's nice.
He wouldn't
point
care,
is,
by the way.
Whole,
yeah. He would just go.
Yeah, he totally would. But I'm not great with the. Well, this is why Bumble's interesting. So that's now you open the gateways. So Bumble is the one where the women choose. Do you know about Bumble?
Nope.
You guys don't know?
Well, isn't it like
okay,
you have
so
to be
Bumble's
friends with
like
people
Tinder.
On Facebook?
No, none of that.
Okay.
The thing about Bumble, just like Tinder, is that you swipe, you do all that stuff. But if you match with somebody, the women have to make the do the first message. So
that's great.
So,
you,
but here's the
Edison Woody, zero messages.
Yeah.
Well, right. But hey, you know, there's someone for everyone, you guys. Let's not say that. But it was interesting because I actually, and they expire in 24 hours. So when you connect with someone, it's like this person, you have 23 hours, like a countdown. So then I thought to myself, what am I never reach out to guys first. What am I going to say in the first message? And then I thought, I am equipped to do this because I am giving advice always to guys about like what not to say in the first message, which ones get me interested. So then I had to be like the clever, like read their like profile and be funny and, you know,
I think
smart.
That's amazing. The woman reaches out to you.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's a very
if
modern
you match,
world.
Yeah. It is modern. And then they start the chat thing. So I had to
this
be like.
The only cool thing I've heard in 2016.
But you didn't know about Bumble. It's really like everyone's.
No, but I didn't know how Bumble.
Yeah.
I heard of it, but
so
I didn't
then
know
I was
how
like,
worked.
Oh, you went to Michigan. I don't remember what. Like I went to Michigan. He went to Ohio State. I mean, some sports reference. Like, is it going to be okay that my school's better or something stupid? But I was like, really had to think about it. You know, I'm like, oh, I get what guys are nervous. Like, but here's what I want to say is that I did get responses back. And all those dudes on Tinder are like, hey, hi, hey, beautiful. Like, I don't answer you, okay? And I don't expect a guy to answer me on Bumble. I didn't take 3 seconds, which I did for each one, come with something clever and write it. So I was in your shoes. I know it can be hard, but it takes you like another 30 seconds to like stick out. Because that's why she's not getting back to you. That's my story.
Was there any guys that didn't write you back?
Yeah.
What? Did that
one
hurt
guy
your
didn't.
Feelings?
No, I don't care. But I think it's because he goes away in 24 hours. Maybe he was out of town.
Oh yeah. That's
maybe
it.
He got hit by a truck.
He was out of town.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't
totally.
Write me back?
Yeah.
Yep.
Who wouldn't?
Of course.
So yeah, there was a guy that didn't, but it expires. This is the thing. And
although
it,
to be fair, I don't think that there's going to be a guy who's going to be intimidated by a woman reaching out to them when that's the rules.
Yeah, I know.
But
how
but
the app works, right?
We might have mentioned. Just because we matched, you know, you match and you look again and go,
yeah.
Oh, she's not as whatever. I'm already dating someone. Or, I don't know. I don't know why someone
Damn.
Messaged me back. It's really weird.
Bumble
I know.
Bumble seems awesome. I don't know why it's not bigger than Tinder.
It is almost.
Well, probably because.
Your friends are not single, maybe.
Probably because Tinder, it's almost like Grindr. It's like almost immediate hookups. And probably with this Bumble thing, it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, because
like,
the whip, right.
You got to write and stuff.
You got to write. Yeah, you wouldn't be good at this, Menace, at all.
No.
But speaking of, you're talking about your chick who wants to just make out?
Yes.
I've got a Sex in the News story.
All right,
kind
cool.
of like about millennials and dating. Right. I'm assuming this might have been a millennial.
Okay.
Chick that you were talking to?
Yeah.
Just guessing. So millennials want dinner more than sex. Was a study that came out.
We heard about this.
Right? We talked about, did we already talk about this?
No. But we heard that you quoted, you were talking to somebody about this. Yeah.
How do you know?
It was in the news somewhere.
It was in the New York Post. Right. Mm-hmm. But the study that came out, Food and Sex, two of life's greatest things, sometimes they're great together, also awesome separately. So the stat came out that says that there's a higher than expected proportion of millennials, they love dinner more than sex. So we were intrigued. You know, the study goes on to say that they would choose that, you know, they would choose dinner, they would choose food over sex.
Not just any food or any dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a nice meal or, you
know.
Depends.
Like, okay, your favorite restaurant, your favorite dish at your favorite restaurant, or sex? What are you going with?
Well, here's the thing. Have I had sex with this person? Because listen, if it's the new, like, let's say I'd been on a few dates with him and I was really looking forward to the sex because we haven't had it yet, or maybe it was amazing, then I would choose sex.
But you're adding all these different variables. Yeah. If it's just the question that's on the table, more of a general question.
Can't be general.
You're talking averages now.
Okay? Yeah. So like, sex well, this is happened broken down
if
into
it was a
quadrants.
Full moon. You can't add.
Well, then
all that
you can't.
Stuff.
Then it's also not fair.
I choose
then
sex.
To,
I choose sex.
You're choosing sex.
Yes,
okay.
I'm not a millennial.
It would also not be fair to then say, okay, well, all millennials would choose dinner over sex because did you give them all the options about like, oh, it's this person?
No,
that
these studies aren't really.
With.
These studies are kind of bullshit. But this is what I want to say about it, is that I was in the New York Post. They called me out. Like, what's the deal though? Because there have been other studies precluding this that talked about how millennials just aren't as the older millennials. Born in the 90s aren't as interested in sex as their younger or older millennials like born in the 80s. And I said, I don't think that it's they're less interested in sex, but they grew up at a time with fewer taboos, scarcity or shame around wanting to be sexual. And
I think they just have too many distractions.
They're so distracted and sex is easily available to them where like fine dining might not be as available. So,
or they just don't get excited about anything.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. So am I allowed to talk about this? Menace?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Oh,
so
good.
Menace's future brother-in-law once he decides to man up and get married.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. So this guy, he goes to Vegas. He goes and he sees how many shows? Like all like Schoolboy
like,
Q.
Like any.
All these like people.
Favorite that artists. Everything.
Favorite artists, whatever. Menace and his girlfriend take him to Bacchanal at Caesars. World's largest buffet.
More items.
Over 500 items on the buffet. And he's all excited about like going to a buffet. Okay, well, dude, you're at the world's largest buffet. And he goes, man. He goes, so what do you think? He goes, I expected there would be more.
Yeah.
Really?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What else? What was missing?
There's over 500 items on the thing.
It was all right.
Yeah, like, but
that's
doesn't
every like,
and I've met this guy 1,000 times. Doesn't get excited about like nothing gets him
only
excited.
Food.
Nothing.
Not even that. He was like he was underwhelmed by the 500 plus item buffet. So like if you can't get
if you talk to people in their 20s, they get excited.
So you don't
about
want sex
nothing.
Or yeah, that's
yeah.
No,
like,
that
what are you getting jazzed about? I'm not
I
saying you never do. It's harder. You know why? Because I think
I'm not talking about Madison, the producer. She's looking at me crazy.
Yeah,
she gets excited. It's not a blanket statement, but a lot of
none of
a lot
either.
Of I think it takes more. Yeah. How, like, you talk about maybe being desensitized to something.
Desensitized.
Like,
it's everywhere. I mean? It's available. They're like, I could get laid. I could have sex.
Okay, like, our parents, if they had a television, they were lucky to have 4 channels, right? And then here, you know, we come along, you know, we have however many
channels.
Not even. When we were kids, like, you had cable. But okay, so maybe cable is 100 channels.
Right.
Holy shit, right? Like,
But there was still never anything on.
There's never anything on. Now, DirecTV, Hulu, Netflix,
Snapchat.
You have all that. Still ain't shit on.
Yeah.
Right? It takes more to like really get you excited about something. Because you have so much to choose from.
So much stimulation.
For anything to stick out and become really interesting to you.
Right.
So like what kind of crazy sex do millennials require to then be excited about sex? It's like these guys, I always wonder, you hear
these
stories.
The bar is always, they're always raising the bar.
You hear these guys in the news who like, you know, they got a belt around their neck. And they're choking themselves to jerk off just so they get a better orgasm.
Right.
Like, what is wrong with just regular jerking off? Or, you know, these people that have to be in all kinds of crazy situations.
But that's just millennials. And that's just not about... It's just people are into their different, you know, sexual proclivities
and like,
what they're interested in.
Like, you need to get burned in order to have an orgasm? Like, you just can't have regular sex?
Not everybody.
Sex?
No,
not everybody. I'm saying, like, I'm always wondering what's going on.
I think this is because of pornography. People are seeing it more. They let me tell you something. 10 years ago when I started the show... Never got a question about squirting. Never got a question about choking. Didn't get as many questions about anal. Happy Anal Sex Month, by the way.
Oh, it's Anal Sex Month?
August,
oh,
you didn't know?
No card?
What?
What?
Dude, tomorrow I'm bringing you a butt plug.
All right.
Well, not me, hopefully.
Well, I'm so sorry I spoiled that surprise.
Yeah. My wife will dig that, though.
Oh, cool. Oh. Do you talk about your wife and sex on the show?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
We're not shy.
Okay, more than Menace doesn't talk about his girlfriend's
sex. No, he's guarded.
I just
although,
don't
know you know
why.
What's really funny? She talks about it. Like, you get her out, and she has a couple drinks.
Tell me what you know, because I don't know her.
No.
I've never met her except for one time.
She's
Menace
met her, multiple times, but just doesn't remember.
That's not true. Menace has stories that are
Menace,
not true.
And you would think that he's never had sex. They've never had sex or whatever.
I don't
but
think
like,
they have.
No, but like, okay, so a couple trips ago to Vegas, we were sitting there. We'd only been there maybe a couple hours, and we had already at the bar. And hanging out, having a couple drinks, and somehow sex came up. And she just dropped the knowledge. They did it as soon as they got up in the room.
go, we have, Menace.
We have sex all the time.
Okay, but I just feel like it would be useful.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah.
Kind of like thinking about it, but I'm just glad that he is. I'm glad that his relationship.
And another thing.
What?
Bringing Emily in the fold into my relationship will not help me at all.
It would help you. Why?
No, it wouldn't. Because then you would just raise so many questions.
I would give her some.
Well, you know how Menace feels about sex toys.
Yeah.
Kind of.
He's against
the Antichrist.
He's against them. And he feels that they're a gateway.
You know what? They're not a gateway. Have you ever used a sex toy?
Yeah. Well, not on myself, but with my wife, yes.
Well, let me tell you this. You've never had felt vibrations on your balls.
No.
Okay. So on a low vibration.
No. You know what? And by the way, because
what if it felt amazing? What if it felt like a little something extra?
I wouldn't be against trying it out, but I just can't
imagine. I like that you're open.
No, but I just can't imagine that would do anything. Like, that seems as useless as titty fucking. That is another useless activity.
Yeah. Visually, it might be stimulating, but I'm telling you.
That does nothing for either
vibrations
side.
Vibrations on your shaft, on your balls. Just try it. Come back to me. Okay. You think not. You think it won't do anything.
Like what?
I'm going to tell you a little different. I'm going to tell you I don't have balls, but I've been around them with a vibrator.
Okay.
Never had any guy go, nah, I don't want that. I don't like that. They're like, holy crap. And they, you know, shoot their load.
But in what context though? Like, what are you doing? Are you blowing me while you have this vibrator going on? Like,
whatever, blowing.
No, I'm saying like what's.
It can help with blowing. It can help with foreplay. Just whatever you're doing. Yeah. Just like giving a massage and then you're like, a little reach around.
But
you're talking about, can we just close that comment with the escalation of sex? Yes, I do think that porn has a lot to do with it. I do think that millennials and all of us grew up, or at least in the last 10 years, that we're seeing more things that are like, wow, we could try that, we could try that. So it definitely is raising the bar for what people want sexually. Not everybody, but
the
we are
internet
hearing more of
has
these cases.
Opened up everything. Yes.
No, any millennials that are listening, man, you got the world by the balls.
Yeah, you have everything.
Vibrating balls.
They're
you have
not
the world
excited
by
about
balls.
Any of it.
So if you're not married, you don't have kids, you're a millennial, and oh my God, the world is your oyster.
I know, but in a way, with the more choices you have, I think it's, you know, can be more difficult as well.
To make a decision,
but
then you have a decision to be made. Again, four channels, Emily.
I know, we had four channels.
Yeah, there's 1,000 channels.
That's why everyone is having, you're bored, so that's why
then
you're
we'd go outside and play, though. No, I don't know if we are. Yeah, we're having more sex.
So.
Yeah, I wasn't sitting home in college. You weren't sitting around watching TV ever.
You have sex. You don't have Snapchat to watch for hours.
Well, here's the thing.
End.
You see everyone when they're out of bed. Everyone's on their phone. Right? Whatever, it's a boring conversation. Everyone talks about this. But it is true that happens. Okay, wow. Okay.
So she wants to meet my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She'd like me. I'm a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened was, like, years ago, we're at CBS, and I'm about to introduce her to Emily. And before I can say anything, Emily goes, can you go get me a bottle
of water? I would never do that. It wasn't for me. We had a guest from the Real Housewives there. And I was
so
do you
know it was just
kind
of weird. And then my girlfriend's like, okay.
If you know me, that I'm not like, hey, you look like you. I'm like, hi. I probably was not like, get water. Like, but Menace likes to tell
why
that story because I'm
like,
the nicest person.
I don't work here.
Yeah.
But she did work there.
She worked there.
Oh, she did work there.
But she worked at
Menace always fucking.
She worked at the.
He was not going to tell me he was fucking her at the time either because you know that.
At the pop station.
You said this is my assistant, I think.
No, I didn't.
Whatever you did. It doesn't matter. It was a long time ago. But now he thinks, we can never. Cause
no, it's not that. But it was just weird.
You think I give her a vibrator for your balls. And then you thank me. What if it was the best thing ever?
I wouldn't thank you.
Okay.
That's a gateway.
It's invasive.
Well,
Menace's word is
going
to get replaced.
No one's going to be replaced. They don't cuddle. They don't cuddle. They don't make out.
Neither do I.
You don't cuddle?
Huh? She doesn't want to.
Really?
Yeah.
See, right?
It's too
there's
hot.
Two
too much body
it's
fat.
It's air conditioning.
On us. It's
yeah,
hot.
That could happen. I just
we're also
cuddle.
Parents, so it's like you're trying to, you have limited time.
No, I understand.
You know?
It's a whole nother thing.
It's like everybody's ready, tired, ready to pass out.
Right. Like, I get it.
Wanna?
It's a different thing with kids. We'll get back to that. And we're going
to
take a quick break and give a shout out to our sponsors who we love. Thank you for supporting us and supporting the sponsor. It's almost that time again. The Sexual Health Expo is back. And this time it's taking place in one of my favorite cities on earth, New York City. I'm so honored to once again be hosting this one-of-a-kind event. Like, seriously, what other event brings today's top sex educators and the hottest pleasure products together under one roof? Exactly. It's the only one. The Sexual Health Expo will be taking over Brooklyn September 24th and 25th, and for the first time ever, you can attend for free. Thanks to our good friends at WeVibe, the first 2,000 people to register will be given free admission to the two-day event. Sexual Ed sponsor, The Pleasure Chest, has planned out a weekend's worth of seminars on today's most relevant wellness topics, all delivered by an array of sex experts I know and admire. Not only will you be expanding your sexual horizons, you'll also be able to see brand new products from Jimmy Jane, Doc Johnson, Joe Lubricants, Fleshlight, Lifestyles and Skin Condoms, See You in Bed, Hot Flowers USA, I Am Toy, Caution Wear Condoms, Kama Sutra, Babeland, Pure, The Pleasure Chest, High Pleasures, Unbound Box, UV, and more. You can learn more about the sponsors on my website. Just click on the She banner for all kinds of information. And a lot of you ask me to let you know when I'll be on the East Coast. So mark your calendars for September 24th and 25th and get ready to come visit me in Brooklyn. Whether you walk, run, drive, fly, swim, or Uber, you're in for 2 days of sex-positive education and fun. Just reserve your free tickets. Visit sexualhealthexpo.com today. And remember, the free tickets are limited to the first 2,000 reservations. So don't wait. These will disappear quickly. I'll see you there. Okay, we're back. Thanks, everyone, for listening, for being here. This is fun. Woody just shows up. We never get like just a surprise guest.
Well, I was supposed to be here. I'm just rolling through with him.
Yeah,
he's you're hanging with Menace.
Yeah, he's
that's,
kind
but
of a rob.
Yeah, but you came, and that's
fine. I thought it'd be a great pre-show.
It's kind of like our pre-date before I'm on your show tomorrow. Yeah. What are we going to talk about on the Woody Show?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of different ways that we can go. Obviously, there's the toy conversation. There's the grooming conversation, which we heard about. There's a number of different things there. But then people always have questions. I figured, like, you know.
People call in?
Yeah.
I love doing that.
Ask the sexpert.
Right.
Yes.
Right? This is going to be a blast.
Yeah, because who knows
what's
going to
come
up there.
I'm going to come back every morning. I'll bring breakfast. Okay.
Great, then you're in.
But that's the Woody Show. People can hear it every day here in Los Angeles.
Yep, on iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio or the app. Right?
Yeah.
Podcast download.
There's a podcast every day at noon, Monday through Friday.
Soon to be nationwide.
Yeah. Just search.
Hint, hint.
Nice.
Search the Woody Show.
You guys are awesome. Okay. Well, also, before we get into emails, which we will do, I want to say that I'm very excited for the Sexual Health Expo, or she, as we call it. It's going to be in New York, September 24th. And we just added a bunch of new sponsors, including After Dark, Lifestyles, Blue Dreams, Sola, Caution Wear, Dame Products, Getting in the Mood, Indulgence Boutique, Sir Richards. I'm going to start talking dirty. There's a lot.
Sweet.
Joybox, Lalo, Nas Toys, Next Gen Health Solutions, Pure Romance, Satisfier, Subsensuals. It's going to be a good show.
Cool.
Come to New York.
So wait.
All right.
So what's happening in New York? Are you going to hook up with somebody?
Yeah,
you probably have an ex-boyfriend there or something.
I do have one. Too.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to have more, but then they get married, they have kids, but then they get divorced again. So we'll have to see where they are now in this rotation.
Oh, you got
to
be a fun ex-girlfriend.
They don't love me.
Yeah.
They don't.
The guys are fine with it.
The guys are fine. The girls are like, she's not coming to the wedding. Like, they get married. Like, she's out. The whole thing. I've had this so many times. I'm like, I'm your best friend. We've never hooked up. They're like, but you're sex with Emily. See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's for dating. It's hard for friendships.
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about guys you've hooked up with.
And then they're with.
If you ever get introduced as the ex-girlfriend.
Or they Google me, like, oh, great.
Right, yeah.
She's a this girl swinging from the rafters. Yeah, she gave you the best blowjob ever, which I won't. So
you're probably known as that whore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Just FYI.
I'm the whore, the prostitute. Never accepted money. Yes.
Speaking about exes and all this kind of stuff, I wanted to bring up the Orlando Bloom.
Uh-huh.
Did you see his penis? Did you see it uncensored?
I didn't see it uncensored.
Really?
I know.
I thought the ladies in the office would show him.
No, we've been busy today.
You offered?
You did offer?
Yeah.
Should I look it up now? How does it look? They were like comparing it to like Justin Bieber or something?
It's a pretty good sized penis, right? So check this out.
Yours is bigger. Get out of here.
No. I said it's an awesome penis. Now, the thing is, what's weird is speaking about exes, all this kind of stuff. So Orlando Bloom, he's out there with Katy Perry in Italy or whatever, right? But Orlando Bloom's ex, it's been all over the news in the past couple weeks. She just got engaged to the co-founder of Snapchat, right?
Oh, okay.
So that's all over the place. But now his penis is all over the place. So wouldn't that suck? You just got engaged and now you see
the ghost of your penis past.
I know,
on
all
Snap.
Over the news.
Right.
And people can't stop talking
about
it.
But wait, who does it suck for? You saying it sucks for her
I think it sucks for the Snapchat guy.
It could suck for her future, her fiancé.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It sucks for the new guy.
The new guy whose penis might not be as spectacular.
Who knows?
Yeah, it doesn't suck for her.
Yeah, but you're just trying to have this huge announcement that you're getting married, everything's happy,
and then your boyfriend's penis
is just like all over the internet everywhere, and everyone's talking about how awesome it is.
It's bad enough when you break up with someone and you're still friends with them on Facebook and whenever, now the whole world is like bowing down to their penis. That would suck.
Yeah, and then Woody's talked about this on the show. He actually, his last work situation, his wife's ex worked in the building.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you handle that?
Yeah, to see that guy all the time.
So. He's gay
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not a threat.
She turned him gay.
Well, it's not even from a threat standpoint. I don't care about that stuff.
Right.
You know, personally.
Right, you're cool.
I used to. Yeah. As a younger guy, it was a bigger deal. Now I don't give a shit.
Right. No, I hear you. You're moving on. I get it. I don't care either. I really don't about the exes, the future.
It was weird. So, I'm like, how did you not know he was gay? That's my question.
Well, that's the thing. That's the whole interesting conversation.
Yeah, this guy's in fuego.
Were they having sex? Did they not? Was he?
Well, you can tell it takes longer.
Did he go down on her? Like, I always wonder. Like
that, I didn't get into.
Really, you've never said? Did he put his face in your vagina?
No, I don't. No, I still, even gay or not.
I'm assuming that would be like a, you'd know if he was like, no, he never went down there. He actually never saw it. We never had sex. Like you might find out some things.
No, I knew. Like for example, like that he liked the shop more than she did, and that's saying a lot because she loves the shop.
Yeah.
I could tell just by looking at him. He took a lot longer to get ready every day than I know she takes ready to, you know, long to get ready every day. Did not get in that situation, but she was, because I said, how the fuck did you not know this guy was gay?
Right.
Yeah.
Like everybody else knows within 5 minutes of meeting this guy.
He saw your hair product. Yeah. Right.
Right. And she goes, well, I should have known there were some red flags or whatever. Like he never wanted to have sex. I mean, they did. They were together for a long time. They thought they were getting married. In fact, even after she found out that he was gay and they broke things off, he still came back to her saying like, let's get married. He proposed. It's like, I know you're gay.
Yeah.
And so, look, it's fine.
Okay, but you're with her now, and I'm sure she's happy.
Oh, no, he's good. No, and you know what? He's a good dude. You know, it's just, how do you not know?
I don't know.
Awkward.
That's a question. Okay, but right
I'm sort of like going to ask him about, like, you know, hey, so.
When I come to the next party, oh, he's not there.
When you used
anymore?
To bang my wife.
Did you go down?
Yeah.
There's the infamous story with my buddy who's like, super gay now. He's all about old balls. He loves some good old balls.
That's a thing, right?
From Palm Springs. But there's an infamous story, like when he first started working radio, working promotions. Like it's pretty tight knit family if you work on the street team and stuff like that. So he at the time he had a girlfriend, and one of our other radio buddies goes to his house to go pick him up, and he opens the door, and then he's going the gay guy who's now. Openly,
right?
He was going down on his girlfriend at the time. So apparently, it does happen. If you're a gay guy, you do go down on
this
your girlfriend.
Happening. You pretend it's a penis. No, yeah.
We never asked Greg, who's on our show, Greg Gorey. He was married when we did the show. Well,
should
in San
I ask
Francisco
him tomorrow?
To a woman, yeah.
This will be fun. Okay.
Yeah, we should ask
guys,
him about going down.
We gotta help our listeners. We're gonna get into some emails. Okay. So thank
you. Have a dog in here, by the way, that's been humping my leg the entire.
Oh, this is Hallerman. I'm dog sitting. Look how cute he is. He's really cute.
What
Look
kind of service
face.
Dog is that dog? Let's be serious.
I don't know. He's
it's got
happy.
It's got a service dog tag on there. That's bullshit.
Hallerman. Why?
Yeah, that's not a real service dog.
Yeah, it is. It's not my dog.
It's not your dog. That's why
don't
we can talk.
Tell him that.
That's why we can talk shit on it. It's not your dog.
Okay, you guys, thank you everyone for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com. And
he's really good at servicing my leg.
You loved it. And also, the great thing is you can now leave a message, voicemails. We're doing that. 818-275-7931 or ask SWE1. And then also, we're always saying feedback at Sex with Emily, but if you go to the website, there's an Ask Emily button thing, tab, and you can ask your question right from the site. So easy.
Cool.
So many ways
love
to
it.
Reach us. We love it. Okay, so, and when you leave us a message or an email or whatever you do, your name, your age, how you listen, where you live. Hi, Emily. I love your show. I'm in a situation right now that I'm hoping you and Mendes can help out with. Surprising people want your advice right away. Okay, my roommate is moving, so I posted an ad on Craigslist looking for someone, looking to find someone to take his bedroom. I received a good amount of responses from people who were interested and had them send their Facebook links. One response came back from this girl who was incredibly attractive, so I invited her over to take a look at the apartment. She was even more attractive in person. I feel like I'm a pretty confident person most of the time, but her energy had me sweating. I asked her about her current living situation and found out that she had just broken up with someone still living with him until she finds a new place. I've already chosen a different roommate, let her know it wouldn't work out, but asked if she would like to keep in touch. She agreed and said she would love that. Since this is such a new circumstance, I hope you guys have some good advice for me on how I should approach the situation. I want to ask her out, but my concern is that she's newly single, so might not be looking to date. I would love to date this girl, see where it can go, but don't want to put her off by going at it the wrong way. What should I do? Thanks, Ezra, 28, Chicago. So I'm proud of him that he did not have her move in. Weren't you thinking he'd be like, she's hot, I'd have her move in?
Yeah, because that's what I would have did. But the The thing is, also, I don't know. He's like daydreaming that he wants to have this long-term relationship with this chick. He should just ask her out first.
He's like, right. But he's there. Like, I don't want to do it. He's overthinking it because he's right.
He's making assumptions for her based on what he believes that she's at. Like,
he doesn't know anything. Yeah. They could have been broken up 2 years ago and they're still living together. Like, we don't know anything. Like, just so don't make assumptions. Yeah, it's a good point that she could be struggling through a breakup, but you don't know this. And a lot of times, I don't know, for me, I'd be breaking up with someone. I was already over it 6 months ago. So she could be ready to date. So I say, you know, don't be aggressive. Don't be too aggressive or too cheesy, but just, you know, say, text her, whatever. It was great meeting you.
Let's, like, unless you're going to start with a marriage proposal, like, you're just asking to go out and have a drink or, like, a casual date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's not ready for that, and then she's not ready for that, but maybe she is. But, like, you know, this guy, you're right. It seems like he's hanging on there. Like,
he's
got,
he's overthinking it.
He's got the whole plan.
Entire life.
He's not ready. But he's also building up reasons. This is what guys do and women do. We build a case why it won't work and thinking of all these, like, oh, but what if she's suffering? She's still going through this. And I say, just, hey, fun meeting you. Sorry you didn't get the place. Hope you found a great, you know, hope you found a great place. But let's have a drink. Done.
Easy.
Right?
Yeah.
All she can say is no.
Right. And then you move on.
You don't die if she says no.
So we say, you're not going to die. I'm not going to die now that I'm asking people out on Bumble and they don't get back to me.
Yeah.
Didn't die. Still here. Okay, this is about hand jobs and blow jobs. So I'm glad we have two penises here to help us.
Okay, here we
go. One and a half.
Emily. Is men the half?
Yes.
That's sweet. Hi, Emily. I'm 33 and listen to your wonderful podcast from Portland, Oregon. How do I get better about maintaining endurance for giving blowjobs or hand jobs? Well, I like doing both these things. They've been really frustrating with the guy I've been dating. I get my guy so close to finishing, and then it seems I can't keep up the pressure or rhythm that ultimately would make him come. He tells me that he loves everything I'm doing, and many are techniques that I learned from you, but thinks gripping, sucking harder, and moving my hands mouth faster would help him finish. Sure, that makes sense, but I simply don't know how to do it or how to do it any harder or faster, and definitely don't know how to sustain that for the time it seems to take him to ejaculate. Any physical tricks or exercises I can do, or even psychological tips I need to remember? Thanks for all you do, Carrie. So first, I want to say there's a lot of guys out there that just can't come from blowjobs or hand jobs. No matter what you do, it's true. They
really?
Exist.
Where are those guys?
Well, I've never met them, but I've heard about them. Or they're like I've never done that. I'm like, sure you won't.
They're
no, it's true.
Grinder.
Maybe it takes them a little longer, but there are guys who are like, they don't. Just like girls don't like oral sex or can't, you know, have an orgasm.
Women
oral
are
sex.
Way more complicated that way than guys.
That's
are.
That's true.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the smartest things men has ever said, the vagina, or analogies you may ever make.
Yeah, that the vagina is the Rubik's Cube of life.
It really?
Does he
it
ever
is.
Say that? It's funny, right?
No, that's no. true.
Yeah.
That's
it is
true.
True.
The hand job's a waste of time. Because if you're willing to give a blowjob,
fuck yes. Yeah,
no,
right now.
No,
it's not as bad
it.
As titty fucking, but it's right up there.
Combine
just
the hand
FYI.
Job, blowjob.
Yeah,
no, of course. But that's
blow
part
job,
of a blowjob.
Every blowjob was an orphan hand job at one time.
See, this has been a fight for years.
Hand jobs are great if you're in middle school, high school, whatever. But like after that, if she's down for blowjobs, like don't waste your time.
I know.
With
she's
a hand
just
job.
Saying she wants tips for doing them both and having endurance. And I say she's got to combine I'm showing you now with my hand.
Yeah, okay.
When she's giving the blowjob, she's got to use her hands and her tongue
and
her mouth.
Fine.
If that's a blowjob.
That's a blowjob.
She's talking about two separate things.
Yeah.
Hand job, take that off the menu. Nobody's going to miss it. It's like that thing that nobody ordered at the restaurant. Nobody missed the blowjob. Nobody misses the hand job
really
if blowjob's
hand job.
On the menu.
See, this is where we've been getting in a fight for years because I say no one gives a shit about the hand job.
Nope.
It's all about the blowjob.
Let's say I had dental work and I couldn't give you a blowjob, but I could give you the most killer hand job. Use lots of lube,
I'm just
two
gonna,
hands.
I'm just going to have to tough it out with the hand job until you fix that mouth.
Fine, but you'd come.
Well, okay.
And you'd like it.
So you wouldn't just have, like, you had in your case some kind of procedure done. So your mouth is out of commission.
Right.
Yeah.
All
right.
What's wrong with your vagina? Can we not have sex?
I have my period. Yeah. I don't feel like I
oh, well, then I guess we're waiting
who knows?
It out.
Yeah. I'd almost rather
wait it out than take your lousy hand job.
Yes.
Because you've only had lousy hand jobs and you've never had a vibrator.
There's
on your
not
balls.
A good hand job.
Not true.
That okay.
Okay.
Unless you're gonna willing to make a whole big production out of it where you're taking like lotions or lubes out or whatever.
Lube.
I know, but like that seems like such a waste of time. Your mouth already has lube.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
The blowjob is way more. Yes, it does.
This is lube for your mouth.
That is? Oh, that looks disgusting.
No, I'm gonna bring no. It's called wet head, it's dry mouth. I use it on the radio so I'm not like
yeah.
You know?
Just lube.
It tastes like strawberry, yeah. But when you're giving a blowjob, it helps you produce more saliva. It's called Wet Hot by Doc Johnson. I'm a little addicted. It's
hand job, waste of time.
Okay.
Blowjob.
Now. Can we not go into this?
Why? Because you're wrong?
No, yes. I'm not wrong. Yeah. Just because the two of you have limited experience for hand jobs, I'm not going to say that you are declaring this for all men.
But wait, I'm not saying we're
Eddie,
not going to turn down
Eddie,
a hand
have you
job?
Had a good hand job?
So I could sit here.
Yeah? Eddie's had a good hand job.
Yeah, in a pinch, you'll take it. A starving man will eat something
How
that he would.
How many Snapchats are you doing, Eddie? You've been doing it the whole time. How many of you posted?
Are we Facebook living?
Look.
Like, you don't have to do a million.
It's not fair for
don't
me
deflect
to sit here.
I love him.
It wouldn't be fair for me to sit here and tell you like how or what works for a woman, right? You have two guys standing. Now, granted, we are not the...
You're like, okay, I don't want to...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
No, but you guys are like...
Qualify
honest,
it.
Yeah, we're not sexually experienced.
All right.
You've never had a vibrator on your balls. I don't even know if men said sex.
I've had a hand job, though, and it sucks.
When you were 12.
No.
Do you know how much technology there's like the fleshlight, the quick shake?
Yeah, but that's masturbating. You're adding extra.
That's a masturbator.
All
that's
I'm saying,
not.
Can we just get back to the question here?
You have a willing partner who's female, who has.
Sometimes you just
one,
don't want to give a goddamn blowjob.
Two,
sometimes you're like, I don't want to.
Three other options. Four if you include the titty fucking. We're
what
back
if
to that.
You're like, you know what? I'm not feeling great tonight. I'll give you a hand job. I got lots of lube here. It'll feel great. Some guys, they like it. They really do.
Again,
I'm just telling you.
In a pinch.
In a pinch, they might choose, of course, if they had a blowjob and hand job, they're not going to choose blowjob. They're not going to choose hand job first. I get it.
If Menace only has carrots in his house, he'll eat the carrots. Otherwise, he'll never eat those.
I don't want them, but I'll eat them.
Okay.
Right.
But let's go back to lovely Carrie's question here, because she's...
It is. I'm trying to help.
No. Let's go back to the... She wants to know how you keep... Because blowjobs can be tiring. And what
Make
we're saying
quicker.
Is...
Yeah. Women, and I think my wife fits in this category, she wastes too much time on the shit that doesn't matter.
Like what?
Like your shaft. Who gives a shit? It's really all the top, right? Like around like the head of the penis.
The head of
that's
the penis,
where all
sucking.
That's where all the good shit is. Now, you know, you can try to be sexy and put on a show or whatever, but if it's just about the efficiency and making things go quick, focus all your attention.
But this guy's probably like 24, okay? Or she's 33. He's probably like 32 or something, 33. Mm. So I'm just saying, you're married. You want to get it over with. Menace, I don't know what he's done. And I'm just saying, for some guys, this guy can't come. And she's doing all this work and she's exhausted. So hands are your secret weapon in a blowjob. I think some women think you got to be doing your mouth
hands
the whole time. Use your hands.
They can.
Hands can assist. Use lots and lots of lube. Use variety. Do both at the same time, and you can always use your hand, and then just have your when you get tired, your mouth can just be over the tip.
But the hand,
the corona, very sensitive.
The hand just can't be working the mid to bottom part of the shaft. It has to go all the way up
and down, all the way up and down with your mouth.
Right.
Yes,
so then you have the combo of the mouth and the hand and the tongue, and then
the
if
tongue. That's
and,
my
and,
next point.
Yeah, and if you can just focus, you figure out like you know, hey, you know, let me know, like you know, it's kind of like going to the eye doctor. One. Or two. Okay. Two or three. Like, gauge what's working for him and then just focus on that. So the next time you're blowing him or whatever, like, just start with, if two and three is working better than one and two, just start with two and three.
But it sounds like she's going fast and hard and he's telling her to go faster and harder and she's exhausted. So I'm saying, like, she can add some lube. Always add some lube. Like, your mouth, or use this blowjob spray. Your mouth does not always produce enough saliva. In the moment, might not. You want it to, it doesn't. You can keep adding lube, use your hands, use some flavored lube. System Joe has some great lubes. Silicone lube is great. Reduces friction, so makes it more slippery. Like you still want enough friction, but it can be more slippery. And like change up your grips, use two hands, use one hand and the mouth. Don't get me wrong. But rhythm too. What do you guys think about rhythm? Like what if she's really into it and then she stops? Like how do you explain, right? Like she moves, changes horses in the middle of the stream or whatever.
Yeah, ladies, have you ever been close to an orgasm while a guy's going down on you and all of a sudden he changes things up? How's that work?
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Like you could have seized the moment and now it's gone. Right?
Right.
It's all about that consistency.
It's consistency, but if it's not working, like it feels good, but then you kind of have your go-to thing that happens when you ejaculate. She's just got to figure out what his thing is, but he's saying it has to be like harder and faster in rhythm, whatever. So the other tip is for suction. So it's not how hard you suck. And so one of my tips is like, if you put your finger in your mouth, I wish I could. So if you are sucking on your finger and you put in your mouth and you can, let's say you can't pull it out when it's too hard, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't come out. But when you suck it just enough and you can pop it out, that's how hard you should be sucking the penis, if that makes sense to you. So if you put your finger in your mouth and you can't pull it out, That's too much suction. When you can just, when you can pop it out, that's how much suction you should.
You also shouldn't be trying to suck a thick milkshake through a straw. You know what I mean? Like, because there is
sucking can be too hard. You're right. Hard.
Yeah, but also too focused on, like, you're actually trying to suck something out of it as opposed to creating that that suction or pressure around the entire head as opposed to just, it's like, are you trying to suck something out of my pee hole right now?
True. Yeah. But you, the like, tongue, how about the tongue cool. swirl? Let's talk about the tongue. Uh-huh. Another, some tips for you, because I think she's, you're really concerned, Carrie, about the, that you're not doing it enough harder, faster, but I'm just giving you little things to add to your repertoire. Swirl your tongue when you're going up and down. Like go around the corona, the tip of the penis with your tongue. Like lick the balls, maybe. Some people like ball play. Like I feel like there's other things that you could add in here.
By the way, the most nerves are on the underside of the head. The frenulum. Yeah.
So when you're, exactly. Right? See, look. Did you know this?
No.
Yes, you did.
Yes, he does.
The frenulum right here.
He knows that because when you're sucking some dude's dick.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you should circle your tongue.
I'm all about it.
So circle your tongue around the frenulum.
I call it the bonus area.
Yeah, exactly. You are. You know this. Good. Well, you've learned this. You probably knew because you have a penis. So use your tongue. Use your hands more. Use lube. And just remember to, like, you can use your hands as much as you want. You can just be sucking the tip. Okay, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is a great show.
I'm so glad. Yeah. You're like,
we can never talk about any of this kind of stuff on our terrestrial radio show. No.
No way.
No, I mean, we could talk about stuff.
Right.
We
have of course
it's all innuendo and, you know, thinking about it, they always say, like, try to tell the story as if there's a five-year-old in the room and you don't want them to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why.
I remember that for tomorrow. That's why I used to get dumped on the radio, but I didn't know
that. I used
to
pull my hair out because she's like, oh, what do you mean?
I can't say masturbation.
You can't say this and blowjob and blah, blah.
But Loveline was so different. On Loveline, we could say, like, ejaculate and cum and jizz.
Well, because... True.
There's a doctor there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you like, you can't even say, like, go down on her. Like, it's really weird.
You can't say that now. But I love that, because it was also the, what's it called? The hour? The
Safe Harbor.
There's
Safe Harbor.
Not
Thank
really
you.
Any like Safe the, Harbor, the ship. But yeah.
Okay.
But
Dr. So, Drew, I won't embarrass
but this
you
this is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm so
great.
Glad you're having fun. Okay, let's go to another email. Dear Emily, I've been with my boyfriend for almost 6 months, and now he makes me the happiest girl in the world. But lately, I've been so insecure about him, and I just don't really know why. I'm scared of losing him, but every time we talk about it, he just tells me that it's not going to happen, that he's not going to leave her, but I just feel like he says it to drop the conversation. I feel insecure because I've never had an orgasm with him, and he gets frustrated that he isn't good enough. What can I do to become more confident and also get myself to lose control and let him give that to me? Thank you, Emily. I love your podcast. I listen to you, Menace, every day. Thanks for the endless laughs. Kaylee, age 20.
All right. Well, she's 20, right?
Right. And she's worried and insecure. So there's two things going on. She's insecure he's going to leave her, and she's insecure about orgasms.
Okay. Well, she's tripping off the leaving part. She's just causing drama.
Well, it's abandonment issues.
Yeah.
I think a lot of women have this fear, and men, that the people are going to leave. So she keeps saying, like, will you reassure me and make me feel, like, needed, because she's might have been abandoned, have issues with that. And these are coming from her, like, Carrie, I got to say, it's coming from your Kaylee. Carrie was the last one. Kaylee. These are coming from your own insecurities, and I don't think it has anything to do with what's happening with your boyfriend right now. I think that it has to do with your attachment style, maybe how you were raised. I mean, I'm not your therapist, but I gotta say that there could be things happening, like in any relationship you get in, that have happened in your childhood that are coming up that you feel like he's gonna be leaving. And no matter how often or how many times he tells you, I'm not leaving you, I love you, you're still not gonna be filled up. You're not gonna believe it, because this is the kind of thing, self-confidence, okay, now I'm hot with this dog here. Get off. Self-confidence has to come from the inside. Like, that's an inside job, like confidence and feeling confident in the relationship. So I think that if it's really bothering you, I just know a lot of women like this where it doesn't, and men, where it doesn't go away. So I say therapy. I think therapy is the best thing ever. Have you had therapy, Woody?
I have in the past, not currently.
Okay.
Everybody can benefit from it, though.
Everybody, thank
it's
you.
If it's not because,
to go.
Well, he could benefit because here's the thing: he's like a vault, doesn't share anything with anybody, so it's all bottled up in there. He probably be away.
One day, it'll explode. Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
He's gonna. Yeah, no, like it could help in so many different ways. Only if for no other reason, if you are in a relationship or you do have all these people that you have to deal with an answer to, it's like a totally unbiased third party.
Right.
I mean, you're paying them, so that, I mean, but if they're a therapist, you know, they feel the license, they can tell you that you're full of shit or that you know, it's something you need to think about or whatever. But if anything, it's just a good, instead of, you know, bogging down your best friend with all your bullshit,
right,
you have this other person who most likely is covered by your insurance.
Yeah.
Who can just, you know,
it can help you.
Yeah.
You just, sometimes we all need it. I think, right. I think it's a life, like everybody. Going to the dentist. Like you always need to, I think you just, even if you go for a few years, like you change in life, you need to go back. But
there's a stigma to it too. Cause a lot of people think that means there's something wrong with it. It's not necessarily something wrong.
No, it just means that you're healthy. It means that we all got issues. It means that you will, cause people get stuck. Like you won't, like you might, Kaylee, you might never move past these issues that you have with like attachment and feeling abandonment if you don't go to therapy. So I think that could help you. But also, here's the other thing I want to focus on is that you say that you want him to give you an orgasm and you're insecure because you haven't had one. I got to tell you this. The orgasm is your responsibility. He's not giving you anything. You're in charge of your own orgasm. You are responsible. And if you've never had an orgasm, then you got to take some time to masturbate, get to know your own body, and then you can show him what you want. So that's also going to help build your sexual confidence, which will also build your confidence overall. So, you know, find out, you know, like get out of your own head. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to, like with the orgasm thing, if you have had orgasms before, I think that there's a lot going on. I mean, one of the reasons why a lot of women don't orgasm is because, unlike your penises, like you don't think your way out of an orgasm. If you have, menace or Woody, once or twice in your life, maybe. But for women, like we got to have it all to get, like if we're obsessing about something and worried,
so much
orgasm will not happen. So you just got to, yeah, focus on your own pleasure. And yeah, okay. Keep going. Are we done with this one? We're done. Madness is going to wrap up. This was fun.
I hope everybody had a great time.
Yeah.
This was a good time, having lots of testosterone in the room. Thank you guys.
We loved it.
Thank you, Woody.
Well,
the Woody Show.
Don't be mad at me because I think hand jobs suck.
Yeah. No, Menace thinks so too. He probably learned that from you. I don't know.
No.
This was our biggest, like 5-6 years ago. We had the hand job debate. Like I got hundreds of emails. People like.
And so what was the consensus? There hadn't been a consensus.
It was misunderstood.
She had to change it to try to win the argument.
I was never saying that hand jobs are superior to blowjobs. I'm just saying they're a nice accoutrement to every once in a while to add on to sex. They're fun. Like I like climbing on a guy and like giving him a killer hand job. Straddling. I think it's fun, but I'm not like saying that's going to flip out
a
blowjob.
And I've always said a guy's not going to turn it down.
She'll right. You won't turn, again. Yeah. You won't turn it down. I was just curious. Of the guys that were emailing in, what was the consensus?
If they were confused, they might've thought that, no, I don't know. They were saying that they wanted blowjobs more than hand jobs.
Of course. And I said a solo hand job was a waste of time. But a guy will take one if you're offering.
Exactly.
Okay, good
job.
Free
chat.
Pizza. Let's bring that
Everybody on. Loves free pizza.
Okay, anyways. Guys, thanks so much. Check out The Woody Show. Thank you. Find Menace on Menace, The Woody Show, all your social media.
Yeah.
And
it's easy.
I'll see everyone in New York in September. And thank you to producer Madison and Lori and Jamie and Eddie. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys, turn your volume down for the next minute. I need to tell the lady something. Go ahead, trust me, it's for your own good. All right, ladies, it's just us now. I have news for you. Your guy loves to masturbate. Hey, it's natural, healthy, and necessary. Let him know that not only is it cool with you, but that you want him to really enjoy it. Surprise him with the number one selling sex toy for men. Get him a Fleshlight. Fleshlight's toys feel so real that they're truly the next best thing. They have models created for every preference you can think of. Models that are perfect for travel, and one of our favorites, the Quick Shot. It's an open-ended sleeve that we like to call the hand job helper. And don't think your guy is the only one who will benefit from a Fleshlight. Their famous stamina training unit is all about helping guys learn to last longer. This is the gift that keeps on giving. So if you really want to turn him on with a Fleshlight. It'll be a surprise he won't forget. Just go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner right now. Okay, guys, listen to me. I know some of you tune out every time you hear me talk about Kegel exercises. Well, guess what? You're making a mistake. Kegel exercises are not just for women. Try something for me now, guys. Tighten up the muscles you'd use if you wanted to stop the flow of urine. Congratulations! You just did a Kegel exercise. And doing these regularly can make an impact on your sex life. Kegel exercises can help you have stronger erections, better stamina, and more intense orgasms. You'll be blown away, literally, by the difference Kegels can make in your life. To make Kegel exercises that much easier to get into, I created Kegel Camp. It's an app that trains you, reminds you, and tracks your progress along the path to kegels of steel. And because I know you're competitive, I created 20 levels of intensity for you to work through. So, you up for the challenge, guys? Download Kegel Camp from your iPhone today and tell me about your progress at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can get Kegel Camp from the iTunes store or by going to sexwithemily.com and clicking on the Kegel Camp banner. See you at camp.